Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Scott, do you take a sip of this?
Wait, what are you giving me?
Something my grandma made up. It's just some peach tea. Just take a sip.
Your grandma made it. The color looks kind of funny, man. Are you sure? Is this legit? Is it got alcohol in it, or?
It's pretty delicious. I promise it's not poison. It's Granny's peach tea.
Granny's peach tea. That sounds really good, actually.
But yeah, take a sip.
Doesn't tea usually have like a brown color to it?
Scott,
this is very citrusy looking.
Scott, shut up and take a sip.
All right. Here we go.
See, Josh. Oh, Josh.
That tastes like piss.
You got molded!
I need a toothbrush. Where's my toothbrush? Oh, that's disgusting.
Man, was like five dudes pissing in one cup, and you just drank five dudes piss.
Do you have a mint or perhaps some banaca?
Grey Poupon.
Wait for it. You're going to start getting superpowers, Scott. This happens usually when you have the combination of five dudes pissing in a glass jar. Dude, Scott, you're levitating.
Dude, this is awesome, dude.
Everything's in slow mo. Except for your laughing's pretty fast. What did you put in that thing, Josh? Was it really five dudes?
It was six dudes, actually. I forgot the last guy came in and shook it off in there real quick.
Clark Kent came in a little drop, and you got a little bit of that sugar water
right in there.
Is that going to be a new restaurant, like five guys? Now it's five dudes urine?
Yep.
All right, guys, all jokes aside, I mean, Scott drank it. It was funny. Josh, I'm glad you have four other friends or five other guy friends who were willing
to Was Josh one of the guys?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I'm the aftertaste. Once you swallow it all, and then it just tastes like cherries all of a sudden, that's me.
I've always wanted a little Josh inside me.
Guys, well, you got it, buddy. You got it.
This is horribly awkward. Jesus, we got to go. We got to do something. Scott, come back down. Come back down to Earth. I know you're floating around. You're not Superman.
But hey, Normie, give us a horribly awkward.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
This is horribly awkward and I want off.
Horribly awkward.
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 Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to the 31st episode of Horribly Awkward. I'm your host, Sean. As always, another kick-ass show. And I'll tell you guys, this has been a long time coming. Thanks for listening and or downloading. If you want to help out in any way, it's simple. It's very simple. Just simply tell a friend. That is it. Word of mouth is a beautiful thing. I have a voicemail, so drop me a message if you like. 510-600-3475. I would love to hear it, and I'd love to play it on the show. So say whatever the heck you like, and I'll play it. It can be bad, it can be good, it can be in between, it can be silence. Well, if it's silence, I probably won't play it. I'll be honest. If you want to type me out a message the old-fashioned way, you can at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, I got two very special guys. Two guys I met through podcasting, and I'll say these guys both have become my friends, and I chat with them on a pretty regular basis, which is always awesome to say that I have friends. Mom, look, I have friends, Mom! You always said I would never have any, and I do have some. And the one guy, one of these guys, was one of the guys who helped me kick off the very first episode of Horribly Awkward back in October of 2015. When I say 2015, it sounds like a long time ago, but really it's like 6 months ago. Anyways, both of these guys are from the Gaming Outsider podcast, Scott Clark and Josh Faulkner.
Party.
Yay. Yes.
You guys got...
How's it going, Sean?
I'm doing good. I see you guys both got my checks, and they both cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That'll buy a lot of hookers.
You got a bigger check than I did, apparently. They kind of laughed at me when I cashed that check in the bank.
Apparently, the hookers on the East Coast are cheap because I already sent them $10
on the East Coast. Yeah. Hey, man, that'll give me a lot of BJs. So, at least five.
So what's up with you guys, man? I'm happy to see the Gaming Outsider still going strong. Every week you guys got an awesome episode, and I do listen every week. And yeah, it's going good, man.
It has been going well, and we're coming up on the 1 year mark here, Josh. Actually, if you think about it, we started it last summer.
Yeah, I actually have to renew our website domain name here in like a couple weeks. So that tells me, yeah, it's been about a year.
Yeah,
really?
So, yep. Going
really?
Strong.
We're almost at 100 episodes, too, which is pretty crazy. So,
well, okay. You guys kind of cheated because you do two or three a week, so I'm not going to say you're at an actual 100 episodes.
Well, we kind of stopped there for a while, but yeah. we're ramping back up. So
yeah, we're ramping back up. Lots of plans in the works.
I have to say something. I like it now. I like what you guys got going now because you guys put out like an hour and a half episode, like a good episode every week that's like an hour and a half. It's strong, man. A lot of energy to it. I've listened since episode one, obviously. So I've seen you guys' development and evolution as podcasters. I mean, even though Scott's been at it for 19 years, but
yeah. It is kind of funny though to go back. I think was it Josh, you or Zach from our show that was talking about going back and listening to some of the earlier episodes, and it's just kind of crazy to see how far we've come.
Yeah,
even a year.
Actually, sat in. It was Friday. I actually sat and I plugged in my little portable hard drive that I have all of our episodes backed up on. And I started from episode one, and I started skipping two or three ahead and just moving on forward just to see kind of how we progressed. And yeah, man, I mean, I'm pretty happy with where we're at right now. So
it's pretty cool. With like 25-minute episodes, and now we're just shy of like 2 hours per episode. Like,
yeah.
I'd probably like to hear ourselves talk.
We were pretty ambitious at first, so we were trying to, you know, release a lot of content in 1 week, and that proved to be hard. So,
well, not only that, but we didn't give our episodes time to breathe. So we were, you know, people were missing some of the downloads because they were coming out so fast. So we went back down to one per week instead, and that's helped our downloads quite a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, which is awesome, dude. I mean, the thing is, like, Scott had been podcasting The Hollywood Outsider for so many years. So here, he's already in this podcast mode. He knows the mode. He knows the flow of conversation. Then you bring these chumps in. You bring in Josh. You bring in these other guys who don't know it, so it's like it takes a little work. And then now, like, your guys' flow is so effortlessly. You know, I listen to it, and it's like, you guys, you know, that's how it works with podcasts. You know when to stop talking. With horrible gamers, it's hard because I'll just, like, interrupt you and just talk. And I just like, Jesus, shut the fuck up. Let me talk. But eventually you learn this flow where you know when to stop and when to start talking. And you have a feel for your co-host when they're going to... Okay, I feel Scott's going to say something right now, so Josh might kind of wrap his sentence up and then let Scott roll into the flow, you know? It's an art, dude. Podcasting is an art.
I think at first the thing I struggled with was just hearing myself talk. Like, I thought I was going to be, like, sounding really dumb or something, and I was, like, really embarrassed that I would come off as stupid or something. And
yeah, you should.
And then, yeah, and then actually when I started listening to them, I actually was pretty impressed with what I was doing, even though, there was room for improvement. But I think it was just kind of getting out of that comfort zone at first is where podcasting is all about, you know, and just knowing that all these people are listening to you, which is kind of scary at first, but just get used to it. It's pretty good.
Well, and Josh, I got to give you kudos, man, because I'm actually envious of your ability on the mic. You have this ability to roll with a thought and you keep thoughts going where I feel like I am always having to, like, I don't do well without a script.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm reading copy or something, I can run burgundy that shit all day long.
Yeah.
Scott, you sound like you're getting choked up, man. Are you okay?
Do
you
need I had a little frog in my throat.
It's an emotional thing, man.
It is.
It's like growth and whatnot.
Josh, it makes me cry.
Yeah.
No, it's like that, man. Yeah, you like when you get on a roll. Like, I think you talked about Stardew Valley for about 45 minutes one episode, and the guys make fun of you for that. But man, I was just totally into everything you were saying about it. And to me, that's why I listen to gaming podcasts, is I want to hear why I should play this game. And a lot of podcasts will just talk about a game for like 2 or 3 minutes and say, I played this, but I like listening to you talk because you actually give an in-depth review about it and really give me a good idea of what it is and why you're excited about it. So kudos to you, man.
You want people who are enthusiastic about what they're talking about, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I played Stardew Valley. I planted some turnips and, you know, I got a wife.
Got turned down by a girl again.
Yeah, and knocked her up after like the fifth time.
Whoa, what's going on here? You know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, and then I was done with the game. You know, yeah, you gotta give people the details. You know,
right.
I played this game. It was pretty good. I did some jumping and some platform. Platforming is like jumping, but it's like you jump on platforms and off them. And I did that, and it was pretty great. Like,
did we turn into the Horrible Gamers podcast for a second?
Oh, we did. And if you don't have, I've noticed I talked about this. You know, I gave Josh a little mini BJ when he was on here solo, but like,
it sucked too.
Josh has got the jokes, man. Like Josh,
and he
walks the line on what's PG-13 on the Gaming Outsider. I mean,
he tries to say wiener a lot.
I definitely am the one that pushes the envelope the most. So
I'm too scared to because I know my kids are listening.
Yeah,
dude, wiener is a great fucking word. All right,
it is.
It's a word that just grows with you, you know? I mean, it's just as you go on through life, it's just a word that it's always there just to pick it out of your bag of words to use.
Is it a great word or is it a great fucking word? As in, like, you say it while you're, like, wiener, wiener, wiener.
Tell me, Scott, tell me.
I can just say it whenever, you know? I mean, you can be happy, you can be sad, you can be ecstatic, you can be depressed, you can be mad. You can say it wiener anytime. It just fits in any, you know, it's like a mood ring. But you can use wiener for every single color, you know? So
a wiener mood ring?
Yeah.
And you never hear anybody say, send me a wiener pic. Doesn't it sound vulgar? Like,
well,
yeah,
maybe they should.
Yeah, I mean,
if you send me a dick pic, it sounds offensive, you know? Like, don't send me a dick pic. That's fucked up. You say send me a wiener pic, it's like whimsical, you know?
It adds rhymes, you know?
Yeah, it adds some whimsy to it, and it's a little more lighthearted.
I'm going to send you a magical picture of my wiener.
Yeah, and you can use that Snapchat filter shit with, like, the sparkles, and the head of your dick can, like, puke the rainbows and whatnot, and, you know, I mean, that's...
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
The head of your dick puking rainbows.
You know, I mean, I'm just trying to make this, you know, more comfortable for the ladies, you know, or the guys, whatever you're into. So
I was gonna say, if it's rainbows, you might make it more comfortable for the guys.
Yeah, I mean, hey, whatever. I don't turn down a BJ.
All right, Josh, let's go off mic real quick. Let's go to this other room. I'm gonna show you something.
Oh God.
actually, he's up there. Josh,
no, he's on the other side for me. He's on the other side for me.
Is he?
For me, I'm on bottom for some reason.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So what is your? I have a question though. Like, I listen. I know Scott all the time. He tells me, "Oh, I got these great guests lined up. I got Spielberg lined up. I got Rob Zombie lined up."
Rob Zombie is not a good guest. I'm sorry.
No, but who is the guy though? Who is the guy that would really, really light your guys' fire? If you guys can get one guest, one could be a game developer, could be a voice actor, who would really, really just fucking light your pants on fire? I gotta know.
So many. So many that I'd love to have.
Yeah.
It's gotta
I'm
be
trying
one,
to think
though.
Of
it's
one
gotta
that...
Be-
I mean, I just feel like I'd be terrified if I've had anyone that I actually look up to on a podcast.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple that we've had that we're in the works with right now, actually pretty big people, which I don't want to spoil or anything. But one of them, I'm just like, oh, my God, I've listened to this guy for a really long time. And if he's on our podcast, I'd be like scared to shitless that this guy would think I'm a retard or something.
Yeah. All right. Josh, so, anytime you want me to come on the Gaming Outsider, just let me know. I will come on the show. Yeah. Spoilers. I might be a guest on the Gaming Outsider.
Yep. It happens quite often when we have no one else and we look at the bottom of our list. Like, oh, there's Sean. I mean, I guess we can call him up. But I don't know, man. That's a hard question. I would say, I don't know. I don't know, Scott. What do you think, man?
For me, I would love to chat with Major Nelson. I know he's not a developer or anything.
No, he's just a talking head. He's a suit. I don't really care about that.
Yeah, but he's still a gamer. He's not just a suit in my mind. I think he actually enjoys the games. He's a little older and but he's still trying to hang on to that youth. But
yeah,
but I mean, he wouldn't be like my number one. But he just seems like I'm looking at it more from a perspective of getting us more exposure.
Well, if he listens to this podcast, we just killed our chances of having him on. Thanks.
That's true. That's true. Developer wise, though, I don't even know like specific names that I just would freak out. Just like, to me, anybody that does development that is well known, I want. I've got a line on somebody at Microsoft that would be a pretty big deal.
I think Jaffe would be fun to have on the podcast, but he wouldn't do good on our show just because it's kind of clean. But I think Jaffe would be fun to have on to chat with. So that would probably be my pick.
I don't know a lot of developers well enough. Most of the people I listen to are journalists that are doing what I'm doing, so I kind of like idolize them a little bit more. But
anybody. It could be anybody. I'm just saying, like, who would be your ultimate guest? I guess since you guys are the gaming outsider, I guess your focus would be a gaming related guest. So I mean, it would have to be. It could be anybody you want. I mean, if you want freaking Brad Pitt to come on and talk about video games, I'm sure you played Candy Crush once or twice. That could be your choice. Yeah. But like, there's got to be somebody. I know there's somebody like a far, far reach. Like, it's gonna hurt your arms to reach that far. There's got to be a guy that you would drool over, man, or a woman.
Shigeru Miyamoto. If I spoke Japanese,
okay,
I would love to talk to Shigeru Miyamoto.
I don't know, like what Seth Rogen or something would probably be entertaining.
Seth Rogen would
podcast.
Be awesome. I would love the fucking podcast with Seth Rogen.
I'm a big fan of his movies. Like, his sense of humor is just like spot on for me. So I actually really gravitate towards his sense of humor. So I'd like to have him. I would say.
I don't know if she's a gamer, but I'd love to talk to Anna Kendrick.
Just because she's adorable.
She is totally adorable.
Yep.
Totes adorbs.
Yep. I saw her on – no, I have not.
Oh, she's hilarious on Twitter. She's so funny. She had a tweet about how apparently it's frowned upon for going to a Ryan Gosling movie and masturbating in the theater. I was like, I just wanted to be friends with her since I read that. It was awesome.
Because you could relate, right, Scott?
Yeah. And every time I go to a Ryan Gosling movie,
he's on that Pee Wee Herman action.
Exactly.
Scott's watching Drive with his wife, and he's just kind of leaned over to the other side of the couch like,
He's driving it, right?
Yeah, you guys are fucking awesome, man. We've been trying to set this up for a while, and I'm glad we... It's fun to do like a, you know, usually I do a lot of one-on-ones, but I like to have a little group conversation, and you guys are okay.
Okay, cool.
It ain't gay if it's a three-way.
Yeah, it's not. It's just confusing.
It's not gay if you don't enjoy it. Just don't pretend you enjoy it. So what's your answer, man? You didn't give us anything.
Oh, if I had to like have one guess? I guess really, like if I... it's kind of hard to think because my guess could be endless because I don't have really topics, but I'm working on some stuff. I would love to sit down with I don't know. It is a hard question just to be sprung upon you, but you know, Eminem would be fucking fascinating. Tech Nine would be amazing. That would be a fun podcast. Tech
Nine. Does he talk as fast as he raps?
He just talks like a normal dude, but he's crazy enough, and he's an entertainer. He does all the fun shit. I would imagine that would be an awesome conversation.
Daisy Ridley
would be fun. That would be awesome.
Kanye, he would definitely get you some hits on your podcast because he'd just go on crazy rants, and then half of what he's saying would be reported in the tabloids the next day. So
I would love to do Kanye. I would not because. Yep. I'm super interested in Kanye, which I think Kanye is an artist in a way where he does things to be controversial, which works. I don't know. Everyone's talking about him, whether or not it's good or bad. He's still in everyone's conversations. I mean, Kanye West. How many times have you guys said Kanye West this year? Be honest.
Way too many.
Yeah. More or less than 20?
Probably more than 20.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually a fan of his, so I was absolutely frustrated when that new album came out and I couldn't buy it, you know? Like, I just had to mess with this, not Tinder. was it Tidal? Tidal. Like, I had to literally sign up for a fucking Tidal subscription just so I could listen to his new album, and that was bullshit. But now it's on Spotify also, so I can listen to it. But, I mean, yeah, I was cursing his name because that's actually a really good album, and I like it. And I hated signing up for a service. I don't like just to listen to it. So that was kind of a big bummer. So I hope.
Why did he do that? What was the purpose for that?
Because he's in cahoots with Jay-Z, and that's Jay-Z's like service. He bought Tidal, and he's like the CEO of it or whatever, I guess. I don't know. So he's trying to grab up everything he can and make it successful. And that was one thing. He got a shit ton of subscribers for putting Kanye's album on there exclusively. So,
yeah, you got to give it to him for doing whatever he's doing. And like, everyone hates on the Kardashians, but whatever they're doing seems to end up in everyone's conversation. So they're doing it right. Whether it's like, I hate these bitches, I hate these chicks, they're doing something. They got money and you don't. So quit complaining. Yeah. Quit being a bastard, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous that I can't just hang out and do Horribly Awkward, and because Horribly Awkward's kind of weak, but it's kind of weak sauce. You ever go to
tell people that you're running for president?
Yeah, just
2020. He's going to run for president. Shut up.
Yep. I hope he does. He's better than Trump.
All right, I think Kanye's got enough light. But if I had him as a guest, that would be awesome for Geff. I've had him as a guest. That would be awesome for numbers. But all he would do is talk down on me. Anybody from the Wu-Tang Clan? Yeah, let's do it. Wu-Tang RZA? Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Yeah, RZA. Oh, the RZA's got that fucking voice. I would love to chat with him. That would be badass.
I love how Ghostface Killah went off on that Martin Scorsese guy like earlier this year.
Really?
Like the hedge fund dude. Yeah, the dude that bought his out like their album that was like $2 million, and that dude was like saying he was going to kick all their asses or something, and he sent some video like threatening them. I don't know. It was pretty interesting.
That pharma guy who bought their one and only album. Fuck that guy. I was just talking about
that last
night.
Yeah, guy's a piece of shit, man. He's human shit. He really is.
No, and Riz is acting now, isn't he?
He's been acting for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Small roles.
He had like a kung fu movie that with Russell Crowe in it.
Was it Man with the Iron Fists?
Yeah, there's a sequel also, but I think it was straight to home video. But I haven't seen it. I love kung fu flicks, but hey, it's got Russell Crowe, so.
Yeah! Hey guys, let's do some shout outs.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sean, it's not all about you. Do some shout outs.
First off, I want to say big shout out to Matt from the Passersby podcast. Go check out his show. He did, if you guys are listening to this, I did actually another podcast this week with Matt from the Passersby podcast. Go check out his show. Really cool podcast. He does, he has a different guest every week and they just tell him stories. So, I mean, that's pretty fascinating. Also, I want to say huge shout out to Nick from the Dependent Independent podcast. You guys can find him on Twitter as @dependent_Nick. Really cool guy. He does a podcast where they have these simple concepts, simple topics, and he'll have a guest on, and they'll go really deep into a topic. It could be like friendship or independence, and they'll go really deep into it, and it's always interesting. And I've been talking to him a little bit on Twitter, and he's like, I'm going to go back and listen to your podcast from the beginning. And when I say the beginning, I mean episode one. And I'm like, wow, that's a lot of Horribly Awkward in your ear holes. But, dude, you are awesome. If you want to do a podcast, let me know, and we'll set it up where you can come on here. I can go on your podcast. Nick, you're awesome, dude. I love your podcast. But anyways, Scott, dude, who do you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, I'll do two quick ones. The first one's not a podcaster, but he is a musician. His name is Grant Henry. He was actually a guest on our show a couple, 2-3 weeks ago, was it, Josh?
Yep.
And he is an awesome musician, and he takes music from video games and movies and basically turns them into metal music. And he's most famous for doing metal versions of Metroid, which he calls Metroid Metal. And it was actually really awesome to talk to him because I've actually been a fan of his for something like a decade. And I've actually got like his T-shirts and stuff like that, and then to be able to get down and talk to him was really cool. So check out, what was his website, Josh? Was it Stimage Music or Stimage?
StimageMusic.com, I believe.
Yeah, check him out. He's got some awesome stuff, and he's also got an original band which he calls Stimage. He's actually released a new album on St. Patrick's Day, which is actually pretty cool. It's got a color theme where each track on the album is named after a color, and it has like this theme going throughout it. It's actually really cool. Obviously, The Hollywood Outsider, which I'm a regular member on once a week, thehollywoodoutsider.com. I'm there with Aaron, Justin, and Brian once a week. We've been doing that for over 4 years now, which is insane.
Ooh.
And last one is a guy named by the name of Chris. And I'm not making this up. His name is Chris McCracken. And he's going to actually be – not even making that up. His, His brother Zach McCracken? No. No, he's actually from the Married to the Games podcast, which is a podcast I've been following for a couple years now. And he's going to be our special guest next week. He's brand new to that podcast. He's been a listener since the very beginning, like I have. And when one guy had to step down, they brought in two extra guys, and he's now a regular on that show. So he's on Twitter at BreadFan. This is Twitter handle. So
yeah, I listen to Married to the Games. I know that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool dudes. Yeah, they took Hall's place. So Hall stepped out. He's having a baby, and they took his place for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What about this other dude? Who's your friend's name? Josh? Joshua.
Huh?
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep.
Oh, that's cool.
I actually have no shout-outs, man. I'm not as deep into this podcasting realm as you guys are. Funny enough...
anything, man. It could be your parents, your friends, your co-host, man. There's somebody you like in this world. Don't be a hater.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Robbie on our podcast at GamingOutsider.com because dude's hooking me up with Quantum Break, hopefully, this week. So shout-out to that guy.
Yeah, good luck. I haven't even got my code yet.
Yeah, well, you let me know when you get yours, because that means I'm going to get mine, apparently.
No problem.
You get yours, I get mine, all right?
They're probably fixing this that you can't have it on two different...
I fully expect that to happen, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, don't be too disappointed if you don't get it. It's probably for the best.
Mm-hmm. I'm not too worried about it. I got Dark Souls 3 coming out next week, so I'm happy. Happy man.
There goes the next month of your life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, be looking forward to that.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
Okay. I'm so jealous that I can't play games like that because they piss me off. My blood boils. I can feel my temperature go up if I put a pacifier in my mouth. If I check my temperature, I would be 110, man. I'm so pissed off when I play those games.
The funny thing is that I was notorious for not liking anything that was overly difficult. And for some reason, I love those games. And I don't really think they're overly difficult. I think once you get the mechanics, I think they're not as hard as people make them out to be.
Yeah, once you hit a certain threshold of at least what you got me through, you get to a certain area and suddenly it kind of clicks with you and you start to learn how the game works. It's pretty cool. I'm playing through Bloodborne right now. I've not touched a Dark Souls game, but I'm actually really excited to go back and play the original Dark Souls because you've mentioned it's your favorite in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like since Bloodborne kind of throws you into the fold a little bit earlier than that one, according to what you said, I'm looking forward to going in that one because that world seems really interesting. I think Bloodborne is more interesting just because it's different, but I'm looking forward. I think Dark Souls will be a little bit more familiar to other things that I've played in terms of locale.
Yeah, Dark Souls is pretty easy starting out. Unless you go the wrong way, because right when it opens up, where you're actually out in the world at past the tutorial area, you have like three or four different options of where you want to go, and there's only really one of them where you should be going. So a lot of the time, somebody will go the wrong way, and they'll actually end up in an area that you shouldn't be till later on in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that could frustrate you if you think that's where you have to go, but that's not where you're supposed to go. As long as you get pointed in the right direction, that game's pretty smooth sailing from the beginning.
So Dark Souls actually has a training element at the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're in an area called the Undead Asylum, and it's sort of like a training area, and there's a boss there, and he's really, really easy, but you're not supposed to fight him when you first see him.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually run from him, and then you fight him later on in that same area, and it's not a very long area, and it kind of just... It helps you learn how to play the game, and then once you leave there, you're out in the open world. So it's not really an open world, but it's interconnected areas, just like Bloodborne is. So
gotcha.
Hmm. I would love to know how many people just hit pause or stop on the podcast while these guys nerded out. Hopefully you came back.
It's your fault. You got two gamer guys on your podcast.
I know. Gaming Outsider, man. I like you guys. You guys are okay. Like I said, capital O, capital K.
We're basic.
You guys are
basic hoes.
You guys are 5 out of 10. I love 5 out of 10.
Hey man,
we're the opposite of the OG. We're the GO.
You guys are.
I'll take 5 out of 10. That's all right.
I'm just playing. But I do have some interesting things to talk about.
All right.
Surfing the webs. I found some interesting stories. And if you guys want to partake, let's talk about these things.
Okay.
Okay, so on Friday night, which is 2 nights ago, on Friday night, which is the 8th of April. Okay, so these pranksters called a Burger King in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. I'm not kidding you. It's Coon Rapids, Minnesota. Okay.
So we're both from the Midwest. We believe you very well.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't sound too far off, so.
Okay, so these guys called the Burger King, and they told them there was a fire and there was a gas leak. There was a gas leak in the store. They needed to go outside and start busting out the fucking windows.
And they believe this?
I mean, who cares if they believe it or not? If I'm an employee, like, I'm going to go break some windows. It ain't going to cost me anything, right?
It's going to cost you your job.
Yeah.
So there's video of this. You guys can find video. Actually, I can link you video later if you want. But there's video. You can check this out. You can watch a guy in the parking lot filming them. These employees are running out, and they're kicking the fucking the big windows. They're kicking and breaking these windows in because they think there's a gas leak. They got to let the air out.
Wow.
And people wonder why we argue that they shouldn't get $15 an hour.
So did you guys hear, speaking of Burger King, did you hear the story like several years ago about how there was a guy who was bathing in the sink at a Burger King?
No, like an employee or a customer?
Yeah, it was an employee. It was like national headline news. This employee was taking a bath in the sink that they used to like rinse food and shit. And he had it all soapy and sudded up, and he was in there naked, like taking a bath, and someone was recording it on their phone, and they uploaded it on the internet, and it became like national news. It was all over the place, and the employees got fired. They shut the Burger King down for like 2 weeks because they had to re-clean the whole place because of this thing. Like, it was really big news. You guys didn't hear about that?
No.
But let's just say that incident would happen in my hometown.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I actually used to eat at that Burger King when I was a kid.
You know, if you knew half of the shit that went on at restaurants, mm-hmm. not even just fast food, but like slow food restaurants, like you probably
slow food restaurants,
sit down restaurants, whatever you call them.
Is that what they call it? Slow food restaurants?
That's what we called it when I was a kid.
Slow food.
Did you ever see that movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
I didn't eat out for like a couple months after I watched.
Your wife
that movie.
Was pissed.
Oh, yeah, right? She loves to eat out. Holy cow. Have you ever seen that movie, Sean?
I never seen it, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Where they, like, show their balls all the time or something?
Yeah, they could bend over and show their nuts. Yeah.
The Batwing.
Yeah.
No, there's a whole bunch of stuff that just goes on in that movie that makes you never, ever want to eat out. Because you got to imagine that some of that's not made up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure I've eaten pee, poop, semen, all that shit. I'm sure I probably had all of it in one sandwich. So
I read a story about a woman that went to Red Lobster or Olive Garden, one of the two. And she called in sick the next day because she was sick and she didn't get better. And she went to the doctor and the doctor said, well, what have you eaten lately? And she said this and she said, oh, I have some leftovers. So she brought the leftovers from this restaurant to the doctor and they like tested it or whatever and found out that it had two different strains of syphilis in the
leftovers. That was sweet.
Delicious.
So two different strains, which means that at least two different people had to have jacked off in her dinner.
That was probably Olive Garden because that shit's gross, and I could understand that. It's probably what they season their breadsticks with.
But like this plank. Okay, the police are actively trying to find these pranksters, but actually there's reports of a prank at a Burger King restaurant. A similar call was made to a Burger King in Oklahoma on Thursday night, resulting in $10,000 of damage.
Well, I mean, they know who this person is, obviously, because they uploaded the video to the internet, right?
There was also another incident back in February where employees at a Burger King in California smashed the windows out, and the manager slammed his car into the building. I don't know if you're like, let me get this window broken. We can't break it with our fists. Let me get my car.
Is it Burger King every time? They're just not calling like random restaurants?
I have a thing. This is what I think, guys. Let's riff on this. Burger King is a shitty environment to work, maybe. Maybe. Employees are pissed. They're all friends. They go to like a Burger King like club employee thing every week. They go bowling and they go, you know what, guys? This Burger King sucks. Let's make a pact. Let's start making these fake accusations. I mean,
so
they're
all Burger Kings.
Yeah.
This is like a subset of Reddit somewhere where they all hang out.
Yeah, the guy in charge called the Burger King.
Call Burger King. He never says your call is going to be monitored for future bullshit. Okay, so let's just go out there and start smashing the windows out. And if we get caught, If there's anybody films it, we'll just say there was a prankster. What do you guys think?
That's a pretty big coincidence. There's this random string of people smashing in, employees smashing in windows of their employer.
At least this Burger King. If they're doing that shit to Wendy's, I'd be pissed because I eat there way too much.
Oh, shit.
Man, nobody cares about Burger King. I'm surprised they're still open.
I think it's
the last time I went to Burger King.
Exactly.
Burger King, guys, I was there the other day. 2 for $5, you get these things called a Philly cheesesteak burger. You get like a, it's like a long cheeseburger with two patties, and they put, they call it a Philly cheesesteak. You figure there'd be a bunch of Philly cheesesteak. There's not. It's like as much Philly cheese as there is like cheese on a normal burger. There's a little bit sprinkled in there, so it gives it a little bit of flavor. But for 2 for $5, man, I don't know, pretty good.
I'll take your word for it, man.
Yeah, me too. I have a place in my town called Portillo's that has awesome, awesome beef sandwiches. Italian beef. I don't need any. I actually had it today for lunch. It was really, really good.
There's this really good place in my town called Arby's, and apparently they have.
I love Arby's.
Yeah, they have all the meats. I mean, that's what they tell us at least. So I go there quite often.
Come to Arby's. We have all the meats. Yeah, Arby's is fucking good. Arby's is not open late night, so I usually don't eat there because I don't really eat. I only eat fast food when I'm working, and when I'm working, it's late at night. So I look for places that are open after midnight. So Taco Bell, McDonald's, In-N-Out Burger, stuff like that.
I think Taco Bell and McDonald's are about all you could get 24 hours around me. Like, I can't think of any other restaurant that does
McDonald's
that.
Is the only one that's 24 hours I'm aware of. Taco Bell's open until like 4 a.m. or something, and they close.
Yes, fourth meal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this podcast brought to you by Taco Bell.
When I was a kid,
we would only go to Arby's when they had the 5 for $5 deal going on, like during the holidays.
Yep.
You know, they'd play that song that it was like the 12 Days of Christmas song with like
5 roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah, so that would be the only time we would go there. And now they have like killer chicken tenders, and I go there like at least once a week and get those.
Oh, really? So, I still love those curly fries and the potato cakes.
They have waffle fries now, too.
Ah, nice.
Yep, see, they got the potatoes, too.
You have pancake fries? I want pancake fries. All the potatoes?
Yeah.
I want pancake fries, just a flat disc.
Yeah. How come every time I'm on this show, it turns into fast food discussion?
Yeah, dude. Hey, check it out. Speaking of terrible eating habits, there's some Starbucks here. There's a Starbucks thing here as well. Guy goes into to get a Starbucks. He goes in to get a grande white mocha with classic syrup. Did you guys hear about this?
I did hear about this, yeah.
I did not.
They wrote diabetes on the cup.
They wrote, no, not only did they write that, they wrote, diabetes, here I come.
Here I come, yep. Instead of his name. And apparently he had two sisters that, like, either died from diabetes or had severe diabetes.
No, they do have diabetes. So what he says in quotes is, the first word that automatically brought the picture of my two sisters into my head. And I was taken back. He told a local Jacksonville TV station just the struggles they went through and all the doctor's appointments they had. So this guy's like, you see his diabetes and automatically, okay, I this is inappropriate. This is fucking inappropriate to write diabetes, here I come on a Starbucks cup. Agreed?
I just feel like that I would either just laugh it off or I'd just be like, what a dick, and I just wouldn't go back. I feel like this guy's like fucking, you know, he's prolonging this thing and just trying to get sympathy out of people so he can like sue them or something. That's
actually he's not. He's actually said that he's not pursuing any kind of legal action.
Some people blow it out of proportion, you know, just to try to get attention and like try to help out a lawsuit or something. That's just the first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, yeah, this guy's milking it for a lawsuit.
Starbucks responded and said something like that they've had a conversation with the employee and they've upped the stance that you only write names on these Starbucks cups instead of anything else whatsoever.
Yeah,
and the guy responded and said, that's all I want. Seriously, that's all I want you to do is just, you know, continue to just put names on the cups.
Wow. Well, see, now he's stupid because he could have got money out of them. That's what I would have done. I would have sued the shit out of them.
Our free cups of coffee for like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like free Frappuccinos for life or something. I mean, at least could have got that out of him. I mean,
right.
Whatever, dude. Well, you're lost.
The thing was, when I first read it and I read what he wrote on the cup, I thought it was a dig on the guy. Like maybe he was a large fellow or something. Mm-hmm. And the guy was saying, oh, you're going to have diabetes soon. Apparently, the guy that wrote it on the cup was saying, diabetes, here I come, because like this drink, it had so much stuff in it.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Would give you that. I thought he was actually poking fun at the guy when I first read it, but after reading it, no, he wasn't making fun of him. He was just making a joke, not even like giving a jab at the guy, just saying this thing has so much sugar and crap in it that it's going to give you diabetes.
And that's why I probably would have laughed it off personally. I mean, it was still a dick move. You still shouldn't have done it, but I mean, I probably would have been like, eh, and then drank it and then had my diabetes attack or whatever afterwards and went all my life. So I don't know, man. I just think this is. It's not that big of a deal, really. But
yeah,
I'm not overly sensitive, so
he wants to be unnamed, so nobody knows who he is. He's not saying like, "Oh, here's me! Like, look at me! I'm an internet sensation overnight." He doesn't want to be named. His name isn't mentioned anywhere. Also, like, I was asked my roommate. I told him about it. He kind of laughed. He works at Starbucks, and he said that's a lot of sugar. It's already a lot of sugar. Plus, you're adding more stuff to it. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that the Grande White chocolate mocha is 59 grams of sugar,
mm-hmm.
right? That in your the average like syrup. Recommended intake of sugar, I guess, is 45 grams. So you're already like over that. Plus, he's adding more
for the day. For the day,
yeah. So I see the joke in it, but I it is kind of inappropriate, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I wouldn't have done that to someone. I mean, I don't know.
But if it were somebody
I knew, like if I were at Starbucks and one of you guys ordered that, you know, that'd be one thing. If it's a stranger, it's something I just wouldn't do.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
All right, dude. Scott, you come in and order a drink, and I'm going to work at Starbucks, and Josh works at Starbucks. So come in and order the drink. I'm the cashier. Josh is going to make the drink. Go ahead. Come in and order. Hey, okay. Sir, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I see
from your name tag that your name is Sean. I actually know a guy named Sean. You're much better looking than the Sean I know.
Oh, appreciated. What can I get for you today?
I would like an extra grande triple mochaccino with 16 sugars and 2 espresso shots and 3 squirts of raspberry syrup, please.
Whoa. Oh,
and double whipped cream.
Hold on. Let me make sure I have all those ingredients. Hey, Josh, okay. Dude. Josh,
yeah.
Check out this,
up, bro.
Check out this customer's forehead. It's huge.
I know, man. It's like a drive-in movie theater.
He's overcompensating. He wants a normal-sized head, so he's ordering all these fucking things. I've never seen anybody add this. It's like DLC to a video game. He's like adding it all. He wants a season pass to this fucking coffee.
I didn't hear a word he said, dude. I'm just putting fucking chocolate chips and whipped cream in that shit, and I'm going to shake it up, put some ice in it, and if he's not happy, fuck him.
He'll never know.
And I'm going to write diabetes on the cup.
Sir, it looks like we have most of the ingredients. Can you repeat that order again?
Sure. I would like a double grande. I don't remember what my order was. I forgot to write it down. Let me just start over.
Okay, hold on. This guy doesn't even remember his order. He just orders so many things. He's so overcompensating for his head size that he just orders shit. He just adds stuff to the thing. He just clicks on boxes and check. Here's what I want, all this stuff. I don't know, Josh. What do you think?
Bro, bro. I think this guy's got, like, dementia or some shit. Just give him whatever. I'm just going to squirt some fucking some chai tea up in here and some chocolate chips. And the guy's not going to even know, man. He's just going to drink it and walk the fuck out.
Well, check it out. You got syphilis. I got syphilis. Let's push 2 strains of syphilis in this cup.
Hey, man, let's just jerk off in the cup, man. Let's just do it. He ain't going to know. Just say it's whipped cream.
Sir, did you say you wanted an extra?
that donut glazing flavor. This is what we got new. See on the chalkboard up there?
Sir, you said you wanted extra cream?
Yes, please. Double the cream, please.
No problem.
Hold on, man. Let me pull up that Pornhub real quick. Let me get my phone up.
Your Indian name is Big Head Little Face, right?
Big Head Little Face. I'm going to go to the local news station, and I'm offended by what you just called me, sir. I'm offended.
Good. Go. We don't need you around here. We don't need customers like you if you don't have a sense of humor, damn it.
Can I have my coffee first before I go?
Oh, shit. Yeah, here you go. Here you go. All cream. No
Thank
sugar.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. No, it's got a nutty flavor to it.
Nutty, yep. That was awesome. Salted, that worked out great.
Caramel?
That is salty, no caramel. That was freaking awesome, dude. You guys are the best, dude. I got a couple of would you rathers here on Facebook. I reached out. I don't know. May or may not be more. Let me see. But I know there's two for sure. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's do it.
From Jeremy Shepherd. Jeremy Shepherd's a cool dude, dude. Super cool dude. But he says, would you rather swim in great white shark infested waters while bleeding or give up gaming for 2 years?
I think there's got to be some stipulations in that question. Is there a time limit?
Do I survive the swim?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just like, I mean, are you going to survive 2 years without gaming? I mean, really, there's a lot of questions
Probably
that need
not.
To be answered.
I mean, yeah. That's serious shit. I mean, I've seen people hospitalized for that.
That's 2 years of you guys sitting around doing whatever your wives want to do because you don't have no me time.
God. I'd just be reading tabloid magazines and watching TLC.
I'd probably be doing stuff around the house, like installing doors and doing painting and cleaning up after the cat puke in the house. And yeah.
Now I think about it, I'm going with the great whites. Yeah,
yeah, me too.
You guys, I'm going to be serious. I'm just going to give up 2 years of gaming because at this point, man, there's no fucking good games and I'm getting irritated and I'm doing it. 2 years of no gaming. I'm going to watch a lot. I'm going to go through Netflix. And I'm going to watch all the shit I've never watched. All of it. All the shit
Netflix,
I've never watched.
All the movies.
All the
movies. Sean Fuller hates video games, has video game podcast.
Yeah. It's going to be on your epitaph.
I got another one from Josh Stima. S-T-I-M-A. Is it Stima?
Stima.
Stima. He's actually in my hometown.
He says friends with Scott Clark. Anyways, he said, would you rather play online with the worst lag you can imagine or walk barefoot into a porta potty?
I'd walk barefoot in a porta potty, no problem. I don't care.
Yeah, totally. Like,
just wash my feet afterwards and wash it on.
I think I've actually probably gone barefoot in a porta potty before.
If you're drunk enough, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple concerts, you know, go to the Family Values tour back when you were in high school, and
I went to Ozfest.
You know, gotta get between them Korn songs and Korn and My Chemical Romance. You know, you wash your shoes in the mosh pit, and you gotta go into the porta potty and take a dump. You know, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, but the alternative is playing online with the worst lag possible.
Hey, you could just quit. Maybe you need to reset your router.
Exactly. And I've done that.
All right. This one's from Henley Merrill, a buddy of mine. And he says, it's kind of confusing because one of them sounds like a gift and one of them sounds like, oh, wait, did he erase it? It's gone. That fucker erased it.
He put another one.
But he had one that said, would you rather, what was it?
Something about run 250 miles per hour or have your video game collection destroyed in front of you, I think is what it was.
Yeah, would you rather destroy your favorite video game collection or run at 250 miles per hour? And I'm like, well, 250 miles per hour, that's a gift. I mean, I can get to the Bay Area in less than an hour, dude. I'm down.
I don't even need my car anymore.
Oh, actually, guys, that would be terrible. Because what if you're running at 250 miles per hour and you trip?
Then you fall and you get back up and
continue running. Like the momentum kill you?
Dude, you die.
Does that happen to The Flash?
I don't know.
Does anybody read The Flash comic books? I know I don't.
I don't either.
He's like Aquaman. He's super lame.
I'm like picturing like an episode of The Flash now where somebody like sticks their foot out and trips him and that's how you kill The Flash.
Yeah.
Like he's just done.
Yeah, apparently the writer of those comics didn't think that out too much.
Hey, what if The Flash trips? I'm just like, my mind is kind of blown right now.
Yeah, for real. What if he stubs a toe at that fast? Fuck!
Or what if he like miscalculates and just like goes right into like the corner of a building, like tries to go around it but hits the building? I mean, he's like liquid at that point, right?
I don't know. Like, where does he get his shoes? Like, does he have to have like some special insoles? I mean, does he have Dr. Scholl's?
What kind of nerds are we? We don't know anything about The Flash.
Nobody knows anything about the Flash.
I have a feeling that the Flash doesn't. It's not us seeing the Flash run super fast. It's the Flash running and seeing everything else super slow. So
no, that's Quicksilver. You're thinking Marvel.
Oh, okay. Same dude to me. They're both fast.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
That's what their wives said. Boom.
Boom. Well, Hanley Merrill also says, "Would you rather dress like Pee Wee Herman every day of your life, or have your browsing history available to everyone?" That's actually a really good one, Henley.
Dude, Pee Wee Herman dresses like a boss. I'd wear that shit every day. I don't care.
He wears a three-piece or two-piece suit and a red tie.
Connect the dots. La la la.
Could you imagine me teaching children as Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, you should do that. You should record it.
The secret word is multiplication.
Wow. Anybody see that Netflix movie? Did that ever release?
It is. It's out. I haven't watched it yet, but
I think I've heard it's bad. I don't know.
My buddy loved it. He also loves the Pee-wee movies.
The Tim Burton one was fantastic. It's still fantastic.
There was Big Top Adventure.
Yeah, Big Adventure was the one that was, and I rewatched it not too long ago too, and it's still a legit good movie.
My mom. We're gonna pour on the podcast. Hold on a second.
What kind of music was
that? Hello, Mom. You're on the podcast. How you doing?
It's a Pink Panther theme.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, call me when you get done. Do you have Amazon Prime?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
But you can do 1 month for free, and then right after you're done, just cancel it.
Tell her mom I said hi.
Okay.
Scott says hi.
No, to her mom.
Hi. My friend Scott.
Oh. Hello.
He can hear you. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
No, I was awesome. Saying tell her mom I said hi.
Oh, my grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can't do that, Scott. I kind of felt like I was the guy like, Hannibal Lecter, my face was eaten.
That impression was uncanny, man. That was beautiful.
It was not good. Was it good?
Are you talking about
Hannibal Lecter?
Talking about the dude from Hannibal? Fuck. What's the actor's name? Play the guy's all messed up in a wheelchair.
Ray Fiennes?
No, not Ray Fiennes. It was shit, dude from
Hunger Games.
No, man. Why can I not think of his name? Guy from The Professional, the villain in The Professional, Gary Oldman. Didn't Gary Oldman play like Cordell or whatever? Or not Cordell, the guy that was like messed up in the wheelchair. Wasn't that Gary Oldman?
Oh, yeah, that played would throw the guys to the pigs or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was Gary Oldman?
Yeah, that was Gary Oldman.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that movie since it was in the theater. But
yeah, I just remember my dad always used to mock that guy all the time in the wheelchair. He goes, Cordell. And, yeah, I think we're talking about the same guy right now.
Anyways, you guys, thanks for dropping those on Facebook. I really, really appreciate it. Scott, you said you want to do some Two Dies and a Truth or Two Truths and a Lie. Did you do them
two
or not?
Two Guys and a Truth?
Two Guys and a Cup.
No, you told me not to prepare, so I don't have any ready.
Okay, I didn't. I didn't say don't do it. I was saying it's optional. But here, check it out, you guys. I know you guys can tell me this. Okay, this is going to be a simple one. I want to know two fast food restaurants you hate and one you love. You tell me all three. I'll try to guess which one you like. And Scott, Josh, you got to do another one than Wendy's because I already know you love it.
Okay.
Wait, two that I hate or one that I hate and one that I love, and you're going to guess which one is one I like?
Yeah, two. Two that you like, one that you don't. I'm going to try to guess the one that you don't.
Okay. I got to think of a fast food restaurant I don't like.
I know, me either. I love fast food.
They're all amazing.
I mean, it's like there's fast food restaurants that have things that I don't like, but there's always something on a menu that I like. All right. Well, no, I got one.
You can name three menu items at one place if you want. That's fine.
No. I got this. And I don't know if you guys the struggle is I don't know if you guys are going to have these restaurants by you or not, if it's just like by me or not. So
yeah, that's cool.
Let's say Dairy Queen, Panda Express, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wait, is this the Dairy Queen with the good food or without the good food? You know, they have like the Dairy Queen Grill.
Grill and Chill.
Yeah, where they have like actual legit food.
Yeah,
and then they have the ones that's just like fucking like grilled cheese sandwiches and ice cream.
I didn't know that those still existed. I don't think I have a regular, like, old school Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah, they're all over. We don't have the grill ones down here. They're all the standard ones, yep.
First off, Dairy Queen and Dairy Bell have not been around in my life for many, many years, but I love those places. I would hate to think that you did not like them.
The hell is Dairy Bell?
Dairy Bell, it was like the same thing, competitor. It was Dairy Bell and Dairy Queen, and they've been gone for a while. Now it's Foster's Freeze. We got those.
It must be a California thing. Do you have Dairy Bell by you, Josh?
Sure don't.
Not anymore, man. So Dairy Bell, Dairy Queen.
Panda Express and KFC.
Panda Express. Okay, Panda Express is not good Chinese food, but it is good fast food. KFC is iffy, but there is good stuff. I'm going to say you don't like KFC.
I love me some KFC, man.
Really? Panda Express?
Yeah. I don't like Panda Express.
Really? They got the honey walnut shrimp? Oh! Yeah, it's not like Dice Clay right now. Oh!
My actually, wife loves Panda Express.
I don't like Chinese food, period.
Oh, really?
Whoa. I can't eat Chinese food. That shit is gross.
Sucks. It's like saying you don't like... I'm not going to say it on this podcast. It's too impersonal. It's too, like... Yeah, it's too crazy.
Oh, fried rice is like my go-to hangover food, man. I just soak that up with soy sauce and...
Fried rice?
That's...
I love some fried rice.
It's fried rice, you plick.
Man, that's really hard. Like, I'm trying to think of one that I don't
like.
That's
what she said. You can name three items. Take your favorite place like Wendy's and name three items. It's got to be something you don't like. I'm pretty open to liking anything. Hey, man, so this would be hard for me.
I don't know, man. Can you go? I'm thinking.
Me go?
Yeah.
No, yeah. This is my show. I don't answer questions.
Shit. Man, I'm trying to think of stuff around here I don't like.
It's hard.
Yeah, fast food is so hard to come up with that you don't like because there's always something there that you like. You can always find something to like, unless it's Panda Express.
Okay, I got it. I think I got it. So I'm going to go with Hardee's, which may be Carl's Jr. down there.
Yep, Carl's Jr.
Yep. And then I'm going to go with Sonic. And then I'm going to go with Taco Bell.
I love all three of those places. I'm going to say reason you're saying Taco Bell is bad.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
Scott, what do you think, man?
What was your second one?
Sonic.
I'm going to say you don't like Sonic because I think you're a communist.
Bingo. I don't like Sonic.
What is wrong with Sonic, man?
Have you had the toaster?
Their burgers are not good.
Like Texas toast with a burger in it or Texas toast with a chicken in it? Fuck
you. Nah, man. Then I have to like park and I can't sit inside and eat, you know? I remember the first time I went to a Sonic, we actually thought you could eat inside. So we parked and we're like, man, I don't want to sit in my car and eat, get crumbs and shit all over my car. So we actually like went up there and we noticed that you couldn't go inside because it was for employees only. We're confused all the hell. And so we stood up front and we were – because they had a couple like chairs and like tables out front and we were trying to figure out how to order food from that fucking box with the menu on it and it was like all kinds of embarrassing. But yeah, that's probably the least fast food place I'll eat at. I don't think the burgers are that good. Like I'll eat their ice cream and that's about it.
Mm. I love their cherry limeades, man. Mm. I go there just to get a cherry limeade. Especially they have like a happy hour from like 2 to 4 where you can get those for like a buck.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer, those are so delicious.
And you got to park, and then they take forever. Like I always feel like they take like 20 minutes to get my food, and they don't have roller skates on.
They don't have roller skates.
They got roller skates on. You're putting that shit up in my window, and you got roller skates on. It's bullshit. So they're just a product of a past time and not as good. So.
Dude, at least come through and fake the movements of roller skating, right? Just like, look at that stride, Dan. Get that stride. Mm-hmm. But I like Sonic. It is kind of confusing at first. You're taking this order, and then the person brings you out food, which is not like it's a lot of work, but then you feel kind of obligated to leave a dollar tip or $5 tip or something. You're in this like weird position where if I don't get a tip...
I've never considered that. I've never given a tip at a Sonic before.
Me neither. I like when you're trying to pay with like a debit card and you're like trying to swipe it out your window and you can't quite reach it. And then you gotta take the seatbelt off and then you still can't quite reach and then you start opening up the door and it's like you're struggling to swipe your fucking credit card just to pay for your food.
When you go to the ATM.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's an ATM built into their menu and it's a pain in the ass to pay.
Wow. So, like, what do you like at Carl's Jr. / Hardee's, man? I love Western Bacon Cheeseburgers.
I just get the double, man. Like the double cheeseburger that they have. I forgot what they call it. Just a double, I guess. Or I think they go by pounds there, don't they, or something like that? Or is
that third pounds and half pounds?
Yeah, I just get like a double cheeseburger and some fries, and that's I keep it simple.
I actually like them better when they were Hardee's. We had a Hardee's in my hometown, and I loved Hardee's.
What's it now? Is it
Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Oh, really? See, it's still Hardee's down here.
Oh, really? I haven't seen a Hardee's in forever.
Yeah, but it's still Hardee's down here.
They had good breakfast. I remember breakfast at Hardee's being really good. They were one of the only places that had like biscuits and gravy that I actually really liked.
Really?
And they had cinnamon rolls that were so good.
Also,
really
check
good
this out. We had this fast food breakfast restaurant that opened up in my hometown that I don't live in. I haven't lived there for like 10 years. But this place, when I saw the name, I literally, when someone told me they were building this place and they told me the name, I thought they were joking. It's called Tudor's Biscuit World.
Tudor's as in T-O-O-T?
Tudor, T-U-T-O... DS, I think is how they pronounce it.
Tutors?
Or Tutors. T-U-D-O-S, I guess. I don't know.
Tudos?
Tudor's Biscuit World is the name of this place. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's made up, right? And they're like, no, man, it's a legit place. And apparently they have like great breakfast food. I've never ate there before, but I just can't get past the name. Tudor's Biscuit World?
There's nothing wrong with the biscuit. Nobody's ever said, I hate biscuits. Let's be honest.
The biscuits are awesome. Yeah.
Apparently, we need to go to Bojangles because apparently that's like the best biscuit. So, if you listen to the Married to the Games podcast,
oh, really? Now, see, I've never been to one of those, but I've been past them like down south. Like, that's kind of a down south thing, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Nashville for their 200th episode this July. And I am definitely going to go to Bojangles because that's all they talk about on that show is Bojangles. And actually, Tim Rodder was saying those beautiful buttery biscuits.
That's like a Denny's of the South or something, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like Denny's down south. At least that was the impression I got.
Famous chicken and biscuits, man. I've heard this before. I never really knew what it was because we don't have it. But yeah, dude, it looks very fast food like.
You know who's got the best biscuits? Popeyes. KFC. Popeyes chicken. Those biscuits are amazing.
Dude, we have a Popeyes here. We have a couple of them and I've never been.
Oh, man, you got to get on that. Their fries are amazing. They're like Cajun seasoned fries. Yeah.
I love KFC's biscuits, though, man. I've actually gone in and ordered just biscuits with their gravy. KFC's chicken gravy is like the best gravy ever. I know it's like really bad for you and like frozen and whatever, but I love it. I will just get a order of biscuits, cover it in butter, and drench it in gravy. It's like the best thing ever. So good.
Down here we have a place called Lee's. Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken. I don't know if you guys have those. That blows KFC out of the water for me.
Yeah,
they're delicious. Yeah, they have the best.
We do talk about food a lot.
Yeah,
some of the best things in life come as frozen food. I mean, let's be honest. You guys ever had a toaster strudel?
No, I'm a Pop Tart guy, man.
Dude,
I can't do the
toaster strudel. It's all flaky, and you put that cream cheese on top or whatever frosting they have. Oh, it's the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
The hardest thing to cook right, though, because you can't ever get it. You either burn it on the outside or it's frozen in the middle. You can't get that happy medium.
I like things that are slightly overcooked. I like cooking. I like barbecuing things so they're slightly charred. I like cooking things. Everything's got to be slightly burnt a little bit. I love hot dogs. You dip them in barbecue sauce, and you barbecue until they're fucking black. So they're just a black piece of turd. Ugh. It's so good.
You like your steaks well done too, don't you?
I don't like steak, period.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not a steak eater.
What?
Nah. I don't like.
Oh.
Can't do it, man. I mean, I can eat steak. Oh. It's not something I typically like to eat.
Oh, that's my favorite part of summer is I put a steak in a
too much work.
A big Ziploc baggie and put marinade in there and let it soak for a couple days. And then throw it on the grill.
It's too much work, man. Just get out of the package, throw it on there, and go. I can't prepare my food for days. That's why I don't use my crock pot.
So good.
I like crock pot stuff. I get where Scott's coming from. It's like customizing the steak, which is fantastic. But steak for me, like I've had so much teeth work during the years where like when I eat steak, it just gets jammed in my teeth. And then I feel pain for like a day after I eat the steak. So I'm like, I'm going to eat the steak, which could be taste good. You know, I like Taco Bell steak where it's not even really steak. It's just soft meat that tastes like steak. I'll do that for sure.
Yeah.
So it's a texture thing for you, not that you actually like steak. You just don't like what it does to your mouth.
Yeah, I do like shredded and steak sandwiches. Great, that's awesome. Really thin slice, but I don't like a steak. I don't like to chew into it. It's like it's too much work, man.
It does get stuck in your teeth a lot when you eat a steak. So you usually have to pick that shit out of your teeth for like 2 hours later. So
you know, speaking of grilling food, you know what I've discovered in the last couple of years that I think is brilliant, and it's a simple thing, but it's so good. I guess like brats.
Yeah,
I'm from Wisconsin, so mm-hmm. like brats.
Love
are like
brats.
A staple to me.
Yep.
Sean, you like brats?
Oh yeah, all that stuff. Dude, give me anything in the wiener form, I'll eat it.
He loves his food phallic shaped.
Have you guys ever had a brat patty?
I didn't even know those existed.
I didn't either until a couple years ago.
I think I've seen that, but I've never had one.
Dude, it is so much better than a brat because like whenever you eat a brat, I love the taste of brats. But it, like you mentioned, like it being too much work, biting into a brat and like trying to tear off the right amount of piece without getting squirted by like this hot juice.
Yeah,
I knew that was gonna. That, yeah, that's where we're going.
How
with
do
it.
You hold your brat, Scott?
It's like the bun's too small like for a brat. And it's
like you try to put it in your mouth like this, and then it's just too big, and you get this juice all over your face and. Yeah.
Oh, there's shit.
The bun to wiener ratio is not 50-50. You know,
for real. Like, yeah, for real.
It's there's too much girth to that
too
sausage.
Too much girth. Yeah.
I like those like Johnson brats. I don't know. You know the ones you buy in the store? Yeah, Johnsonville. There you go. That's good, man.
I like the Conn's hot dogs. They're called Big Smokies.
Okay. Are they like the all beef? Like the
no, they look like hot dogs, but they're basically like smoked sausages, and they're really good. They're sort of brat-like. Like I think Conn's makes them. They're called Big Red Smokies. They're awesome.
Welcome to the Horribly Food Podcast.
I don't care, man. This is awesome because everybody who's listening right now is fucking hungry, and they're on their way to the nearest hot dog
We're
place.
We're selling lots of food right now. Yes,
dude. Yeah, shout out to all the hot dog places and KFCs, and shout out to Pineapple Express. Wait, Pineapple Express.
That's a Seth Rogen movie, isn't it?
Panda Express. Yeah, shout out to fast food, period, man. There's a reason it tastes so good, because it does.
What about desserts? What about desserts? Are you guys like a cake and ice cream or candy or what?
All of it. Me, I personally, you guys, it's a weakness of mine, and this is not a fake weakness or like I'm trying to be funny on the podcast. I have a weakness for fucking donuts. I there's a lot of 24-hour donut shops, and I work night, and it's like I drive by them. I go, don't stop, don't pull in, don't pull in, don't pull in. Damn it, I'm pulling in. Like I don't want to do it because every time I eat like a big apple fritter, just glazed and stuff with apple in it, and it's huge, and I always feel sick about it afterward. But I have to do it. I love donuts, man.
I love donuts too. There's actually a 24-hour donut place down here. Called Bill's Donuts, and they were actually featured on like some Food Network channel as like some of the best places to eat in America or something. And it's in my town that I live in right now, and yeah, they make some of the best donuts I've ever eaten in my life. But I have to get the cake ones with like the sprinkles on them. If my donut has no sprinkles, I don't eat it.
See, as I get older, man, I've actually started to appreciate the plain donut a lot more, especially if you have like a big tall glass of cold milk with a donut.
No sprinkles, I ain't eating it.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah, when I grew up, I liked the regular glaze or the chocolate bars or stuff like that. When as I got older, I'm like, you know, it's really just air you're eating. I want an old fashioned one dipped in chocolate or something like that, glaze, or just an old fashioned, just all glaze. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Or cake donuts with the sprinkles. I get sprinkles.
That's my thing, man.
Dude, I'll get pink frosting with sprinkles on it. I don't care. Like, it tastes good.
Pink frosting is the best. I don't know what it is, but pink frosting tastes better than regular frosting. I don't know why.
You should see when you said pink frosting is the best.
It's so good, guys. Pink frosting, it's like so fetch.
When it comes to desserts, I'm a cheesecake guy. I love cheesecake.
Cheesecake is the best. Cheesecake Factory. Holy shit. It is not worth $7, but it is.
I went to the Cheesecake Factory on my first date with my wife, and we got cheesecake, and I was shocked. Like I spent like a whole meal's worth of money just on two pieces of cheesecake. You know what? Give me one of those cheap-ass frozen Sara Lee cheesecakes, and I will take that over Cheesecake Factory any day.
Yeah, dude.
I would like cheesecake better if the ratio of cheesecake to graham cracker crust was closer. Like, I want my cheesecake to be the same thickness as the graham cracker crust in the bottom.
Yeah.
And then I'll be okay. But that big, big ass, like thick piece of cheesecake, I just, it's too thick. It's like, I think it's a texture thing because the flavor is good, but it's like peanut butter. I can't stand peanut butter.
Oh my God.
Really? Dude, you can put peanut butter on a turd and I'll eat that shit. I don't care.
I like peanut butter.
I'm like a cream pie. I love cream pies.
Yeah, I knew that.
You know, when you
get, I like money shots personally, but
like when you go to the store and they have like this like Marie Callender like peanut butter pies. Oh man, those things are so.
Dude, Sara Lee. I think it's Sara Lee. Wait, who does the zebra cakes? Those are good.
That's Little Debbie.
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie. Okay, that's different. Cheesecake's great. Cheesecake Factory, fantastic. Any go to Burger King and get one of their little strawberry. No, I think maybe it's Carl's Jr. The little strawberry cheesecake. Dude, it's really good.
No, Burger King has the little Oreo cheesecakes that are pretty good. You can buy a slice in a little box that's shaped like a pizza.
Yeah, they got they also have the Hershey's pie. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it's good.
I can't eat the Little Debbies anymore, man. Growing up as a kid, I had those in my lunch every day.
Yeah,
from fifth grade until my senior year of high school, every single day. I can't do them anymore, man. It just grosses me out.
I used to eat two or three of those at a time, man. The fudge rounds were my jam. I'd eat the fuck out of them.
For me, it was the zebra cakes and it was the oatmeal cream pies. Zebra cakes
are so good out of a refrigerator. You put those in the fridge and they're cold. They're so good.
Have you ever?
Oh God! I'll be right back.
This is weird. Speaking of putting food in the refrigerator to make it taste better, I dare you to try to take a bag of chips and put it in the fridge. For you know, and then eat a bag of chips. It's the weirdest thing, but like especially sour cream and onion chips, if they're in the fridge, they're so good. I don't know why.
I'm a plain chip guy. I can't eat sour cream, ranch, barbecue, none of that. I got to eat plain.
I can't see. I can't do plain unless I'm dipping it in ranch dip or I gotta have some kind of flavoring on it.
I have plain, but I put ketchup on it. So I get like plain, like Waves chips where they're crunchy, like plain, and I put ketchup on it. Like you would like a potato chip. It's like fries, man. Same thing.
Oh, that sounds gross to me.
It's fries. Ketchup, you don't like ketchup on your fries? I do.
I like ketchup on my fries, but it sounds gross to me to put on something that's cold or it's not hot. Like if you have a cold French fry and you put cold French fries are gross anyway, but ketchup makes it worse.
What happens to a fry when it goes from hot to cold and it's just like, I'm okay.
Molecular genetics change.
They do.
It forms into a limpy cold potato product and the taste just evaporates.
It does, man. It totally does. But like you were talking about peanut butter, man. I love peanut butter. Lately, I've been on this peanut butter kick. Have you ever had Jif's peanut butter whip? Whips.
No. See, it's if like it's whipped, if it's a little thinner, I might be more interested.
Dude, it's like whipped up. It's like $3 for a little thing for it, but it's like really like fluffy peanut butter. It's almost like whipped cream peanut butter in this thing, man. It's really good.
That sounds interesting. I don't mind the taste of peanut butter. I actually like the taste, but just that thick, it's a texture thing for me.
Mm. I'll eat anything with peanut butter. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, man, I'm about to shit. I'm sending you a turd in the mail with some peanut butter on it. You'd be like,
Put some Peter Pan up on that. I'll munch it.
Oh, the other day I was eating a Klondike bar and I put the Whips peanut butter all over the top of it. It was so good.
So what'd you do for that Klondike bar?
Oh, I did a lot, dude. No one was here and I did a lot. I can't disclose this on the podcast. It would get really creepy, but I did a lot. I didn't have to do it for anybody. It started with the hole right in the middle of the Klondike. And that Klondike was destroyed. Just like the pie in American Pie. It got destroyed.
Nice. Did you take it to dinner first? Or
No, it was my dinner.
We've talked about food a lot on this podcast.
I don't care. You know what, dude? I was listening to a podcast recently where they were talking a lot about food, and they were actually eating chips on the podcast, which sounds annoying. It wasn't, because I was at work thinking about all the chips I could be eating, and I was liking it. It's different, man. I don't get this in-depth about food, man. People love food. Who doesn't love food? We just connected with every person listening.
That's true. And speaking of, like, go ahead, Josh.
And speaking of food, did anybody listen to that Hamburger Helper mixtape?
I did.
What is that?
It was fucking awesome. You hear about this, Sean?
Sean, you would be all over that, man. It's all you. You would love it.
Never heard about this? No.
On April Fool's Day, the company that makes Hamburger Helper actually released a hip hop mixtape as a joke,
awesome.
And it was like legitimately like awesome. Like, it trended on Twitter. It was all over the place. Like, even, like, rapper, like, Kanye West was tweeting about it.
He was,
like,
tweeting.
Yeah, it's called Watch the Stove is the name of it. It's, like, a parody of Watch the Throne. It's, like, legitimately, like, a good mixtape. And I was jamming at that shit all day on April Fool's.
And all, like, of the mixtape? Wait, is it a whole
one? It's, like, a whole album.
It's, like, six songs, I think. Five or six songs.
It's 13 fucking minutes of crap.
But all the lyrics are, like, have to do with, like, making Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right, I'm going to play a second. I'm going to play...
I got the spoon on the stove.
I'm going to play a clip of this. I got to play a clip of this.
You found it already?
Yeah.
Have a time at the bottom. For the wall stove. I really tried to talk about this beat, man.
It was like a Hamburger Helper dipped in gold, like the glove.
I've been in the kitchen, whipping.
Yes.
Mix it with my left hand. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'm a serving. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'm a serving. I stir it. I hit the pop of the spatula. I mix it. I whip it so good you would think I'm a natural.
I was quoting that mixtape. Like,
oh, awesome. Nobody knew about that. Now you know. Yeah. If you don't know, now you know.
Listen to Hamburger Helper, man. It's a fucking fire mixtape, man. That dude's rapping like Future, man. I can't stand people who rap like that. It gets on my nerves.
It's like, if you listen to there's a rapper on Strange Music label, Tech N9ne's label. His name is but he does a parody of that stuff where he's just rapping weird shit. And you just sounds like Hakuna Matata, like stuff like that in there, and it sounds like good. Like, you're just totally making fun of it, but it sounds good enough to be what they do on the thing. The hell is it?
Is his name Past?
It's pretty good. He's just making fun of it. He's like, I hate this stuff, this rap that people are doing nowadays, which is kind of annoying. You're like, is there words in there? I don't know, man. I wish I knew the title. What's his name, dude? What is his name? I bet you I'll find it quick, though. I don't know. I can't find it. I know this guy. If you would ask me any other day, I'd tell you what his name is. Anyways, I don't know, man. I really appreciate you guys came today, and you guys brought the dumb. Like I said, bring the dumb, act dumb. You guys did very well.
Cool. I try
to be dumb.
You're very good at it, Scott.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry I made fun of your big forehead. I mean, it's pretty big. It's pretty okay. Obvious.
I'm sorry what I did to your grandma.
So guys, check it out. There's only one thing left to do. Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Tell them, man. Wrap it up, son.
Yeah, so Scott and I are from a little gaming podcast called The Gaming Outsider. So you can check us out at thegamingoutsider.com, which we have all kinds of news and reviews and articles and stuff on that website. But you can subscribe to our podcast there through iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. You can read our reviews. You can join our Facebook group, where it's growing larger every week, and that's where our community primarily hangs out. We have a Twitter page, is at TheGoCast. We have a Instagram page, which is TheGoCast as well. And check it out and let us know what you think. And even if you guys want to even come on our show some point in time and talk games with us, man, we're more than happy to be open to that. So
yeah, that's actually kind of become our shtick, is that we are welcoming of anybody that wants to come on the show. When I started listening to the podcast, I was always like, man, I wish I could just kind of sit and chat with these guys. Right. And that's kind of what we let people do. It's just anybody that likes games and has a decent microphone and wants to come on and chat with us. That's kind of what we like to do. We like having new people on. So
podcasting has become such a huge thing, and I know that so many people listen to them, and I know they got to be, you know, wanting to try it or wishing they have a podcast of their own or something. That gives them an opportunity to kind of get their feet wet.
Yeah.
Although if they're in the gaming. So, you know, come on, you know, give it a shot. Talk games with us. And we've been very fortunate that everyone we've had on our show has been, like, cool people, too. We haven't had anyone that's, like, weird or awkward or, Nothing.
We had this Sean Fuller guy on there once, though. That was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of weird.
Yeah, that's a guy who kept trying to pay me for sex.
Yeah.
Toast weird. Yeah, you should have took it, man. I was offering a lot too.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole $3.50 you had in your pocket.
$350. See, you passed up on some good cash.
That's not.
Sean actually gave us our last iTunes review too.
Did I?
Pretty cool.
What did it
say? Yeah, he did.
You guys are okay.
You said nothing awkward here. Fantastic show.
You gotta throw that stupid awkward shit in there somewhere, man. Yeah, you guys know I'm huge fans. I'm huge supporters. You guys are friends, so, and I support it, man. All jokes aside, it's a great podcast, and you guys put out a good show every week, man. I gotta say, unless you guys put out a crappy show and you guys have a great editor.
We do have a great editor. That's Josh.
I try.
Seriously, what we do to get that podcast out, dude, it's like it's so many steps that we have to do. Like, I record it locally here in Rockford. I'm like near Chicago. And I have the file. I put it in a Dropbox. Josh downloads the Dropbox file, edits it, puts it back in the Dropbox file, and then I take it and upload it to our podcast catcher, or not catcher, but
the
hosting site.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just so crazy how we coordinate that, and we get it coordinated like every week. I think one time I tried to drop it in the Dropbox and it didn't show up, and I had to go home on lunch and put it in there so that you could edit it. Remember that?
Yeah. Sometimes the app on Windows 10 doesn't like show everything that's available to download too, so I'll have to log in through the website and get it that way. It's kind of buggy, but I mean it's a process that works. So.
Yeah.
You know?
And it keeps me from having to edit. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's even crazier is that works. Think about this, man. You guys, you record something, Scott. You send this virtual file over the internet to God knows where Josh lives out in Himalayas. He downloads it, edits it. He downloads it, chops this episode up, adds stuff to it, subtracts stuff from it, puts it back into Dropbox. It goes all the way back to Scott. Scott, catch the file. Scott catches it. Dude, that's crazy that we can do that.
Yeah, technology is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know what even sucks more though? When you think about like hip hop's big for collaborations. There's probably not a lot of in-person collaborations anymore. You know, back in the day, the 80s, 90s, people would actually go to studios and record together and make this song. Now it's like they record their stuff separately and send it back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
That used to be like a cool concept, like when someone first did that. I think I can't remember the artist. Was it Death Cab for Cutie that like did a whole album like that back before it was like a real big thing? Like they would actually like record a drum track and then send like the tape to the next guy who would put that and then lay down the bass line and do that. And that was like a big deal, but now everybody does it.
I feel like it'd be really hard to coordinate, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like you would need all the pieces together. Like you'd have to pre-plan all that stuff. That'd be really hard to do in my opinion.
But, yeah.
Well, apparently it made it work.
That's why I'm not a musician. I don't have the talent.
Yeah.
And we are definitely glad you're not a musician, Scott.
Yeah.
Actually,
totally.
I've heard some of your music. You sent me some stuff one day. It wasn't that bad, man.
Wasn't that bad? That wasn't my music. I just I was in that band. What you heard that I sent you wasn't even me singing. That's just
I don't care. There's some you were in there somewhere and nothing no parts
what
of it
you,
sounded like
what
shit.
What did you do in that band?
I was the singer.
But you that didn't background sing noise. It was like a
No.
He's on that cowbell.
I went to a buddy's house. Like he had a jam session in his basement, and he had me sing a song, and I sang it, and he told his kid who was in a band about it, and said, "Hey, you should talk to this guy about being a singer." So he gave me the demo album that they recorded, like a legit recorded in a studio kind of thing, and I basically learned all the songs off of that and memorized the lyrics and practiced in my car and all that, and I was in the band for about 4 months. And it's pretty cool music. I liked it a lot. They were called the Buddha Nugs.
Did they kick you out?
They did.
For what?
They didn't say. They just said, I think the drummer didn't like me.
Oh.
I think, which is a bummer. If somebody in the band doesn't like you, then it's pretty much a done thing. But
bummer, so, man. Bummer.
Yeah. But it's actually that band is actually the title, what we use for our music for the Gaming Outsider.
Oh, didn't even know, man. Did you guys know if you go to Easter Island, you can actually find these statues of Scott?
Asshole.
Also, he's also featured on some totem poles. And
yes, for those that aren't watching this in video, I have a pretty large head for my body.
And he also was the inspiration. There's a movie back in the day. It was called Coneheads.
Oh, did I tell you, did you see what I put on my brother put on Facebook this week? He put a throwback. He put a Throwback Thursday picture. You should go look on my feed and watch and see it. About a decade ago, I decided it was going to be a good idea to shave my head, like shave it, not like cut it short. I'm talking like Bic razor shave my head, and I do not have the right size head to pull that off at all. And I showed my students because that my students love seeing old pictures of me. And this little girl in my classroom, her name is Isabel. She says, "Mr. Clark, no offense, but have you ever seen the movie Coneheads?"
Dude, most people's heads, their eyeballs are right about the 3/4 mark, and then you got a forehead. Yours are like right in the middle of your head. So, yeah, like right where the eyeballs are, you got that much head as you do from the bottom to your chin. That's what you have on top. So it's like
I probably should style my hair so that my hair comes down over my forehead instead of flipped up. So because you can play tennis on this thing right here.
I'm just kidding, dude. Anyways, you guys, last stuff for me is Horribly Awkward can be found on the BS Podcast Network. So go ahead, go to bspodcastnetwork.com. You can find me along with a bunch of other shows. Like Pure BS Podcast, Science Faction, Real Stupid Podcast, Geek Dig, Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, War Pod. Go over there. Go to their website. Check them out. They got a lot of podcasts over there. I also do The Social Dozen, so find me on there. I'm on there once a month. The Social Dozen, at The Social Dozen on Twitter. At @awkward_podcast is how you find me on Twitter. Or personally, you can find me at They Call Me Imes. And also, that's my gaming platform, Gamertag. So you can find me on all gaming platforms as They Call Me Imes. Also, I have a voicemail, 510-600-3475. Or you can type me out a message at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. Damn, I got a lot of stuff. Horrible Gamers with the Z, spelled with a Z. C. So find me, Horrible Gamers. Josh has not been on it, but I've definitely been trying to hit him up for about a year now.
You haven't asked me in like 6 months, man.
Because I gave up. I got you. Like, there's a point where you ask a girl out so many times, and she says she makes up excuses. You know, like, don't ask this chick out. She doesn't want to go out on a date. I know when to take no for an answer, Josh.
Man, you just got to keep trying. Sometimes I get desperate enough, and I'll just do it.
We're gonna get you on. Scott's been on there multiple times, so you guys can find Scott on there a bunch.
I listen to the show and then get invited to come up and talk about something that I've been typing in on the chat message. Remember that time I came on like? It's like 11:30 at night. He said, come in and talk about, I don't remember what game I was playing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I said, come in and, Scott, don't be a pussy. Come on the show. He was all nervous. He got all sweaty. He came on. He's like, oh, fuck, Horrible Gamers. Horrible Gamers. Anyways, guys, I really do appreciate it. Rate and review on iTunes. Rate and review on iTunes. Rate and review Horribly Awkward, Horrible Gamers, Social Dozen, and The Gaming Outsider, and The Hollywood Outsider. Rate and review everybody because it helps out everyone's stats and it helps people get noticed. Easier somehow. I know it happens. I've heard it happens. It does. Right, guys?
Sure.
Is one thing you guys have learned on today's show? I need to know.
I learned that Josh doesn't like toaster strudel, and I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Yep, that's fine. Agree. And what have you learned, Josh?
I learned that there was an ice cream place called, what was that again? Dairy Bell? Yeah, I didn't know that existed. As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprout.
All right, cool. You said the whole thing. I didn't ask for the whole thing, but that's cool.
Well, you cut out
I was going to have Scott say, okay, it doesn't matter. I can edit.
Peace out, Brussels sprout.
Mom, be quiet.
Talking like Bert.
I'm with the homeboys, so we're gonna record some stuff. So I just stay in your room.
Maybe that's the first time anybody's ever referred to me as a homeboy.
You stay back. If you make one noise, Mom. Alright. It's like I give her that authority. I put the finger out like this, just like
John!
And no, she doesn't say anything. She knows better.
Come to breakfast.
John, are you eating your vegetables?
You guys are crazy, man. Okay. We gotta start it off with some loving. That doesn't mean anything. But fuck, dude. Okay, you guys, we aren't friends anymore. You guys know that, right?
Really? What'd I do this time?
I don't know, but here we go. You ready to roll? Dude, Josh, what the fuck did you say about my mom? No, I don't want to start off that way. That's too aggressive to start off a thing. But seriously, Josh, dude, yes. I thought we were boys.
You thought wrong.
Dude, I told you to come over, we'd hang out, we'd have some pizza, we'd have some beer. You know me and Scott aren't cool. Why'd you bring Scott with you?
Dude's got the bud. He's bringing the drugs.
Damn, dude. Scott, dude. Oh, man. Okay, we had a connection. We were boys back in the day. You came. I used you for my very first launch episode of Horribly Awkward. And you know I used you. It caused a lot of problems, dude. But, man, you gotta go, dude.
What'd I do now?
It's not what you did now. It's what you did last night.
Last night?
Oh.
I was a little drunk, man. You're going to have to refresh my memory. What happened? I woke up in a daze, and I don't remember anything that happened.
All right. Well, why don't you get your phone and look at your call log, Scott?
Let's see.
You see my grandma's number on there?
Ooh. I don't see...
Springer shit.
I don't see grandma, but I got somebody labeled it here as Gilf.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what she said you said. Okay, man.
I mean, that's your grandma? I just found her on Tinder.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You swiped the wrong direction, Scott. I didn't know it was going to be like this, man. Oh, we're going to have...
Wait, whoa. What's that lady's name? What's that gil's name?
Oh, no, Scott. Oh, wait. Are you saying you did the
What's her name?
Oh, you did the same thing, Josh?
I don't know, man. What's her name?
Her name is
Gladys. Was it that Gladys?
No. Her name is Hilberta.
Man, I had that shit last week.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing.
I got sloppy seconds after Josh.
Yup.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
Oh man.
But
dude, when she takes her false teeth out, forget about it.
She likes that butt play like Kanye.
Don't talk about Hilberta like that. I mean, she's obviously. You know, I'm obviously an adopted grandchild.
So you won't mind if I talk about all the dirty things I did to her? Well, actually, I only remember half of them, so. You're cool with that?
Wow, okay. Name off the top three things you did last night.
Well, she likes her hair pulled. That's the first thing I remember.
You went for a nice dinner and got a nice discount, that AARP card?
Mm-hmm.
Can't hear this!
Yeah.
Can't hear this!
The problem is you had to take her to dinner at like 4:30. That was
Yeah,
you gotta take her to the buffet at like 2:00.
Oh,
but that meant we had plenty of evening left. If you know what I'm saying,
you have to go before Murder She Wrote starts.
Guys, when somebody asks a question like that, you be nice and you don't answer. It's like, you know, when a girlfriend wants to know, like, do you watch porn? You be nice and you say no, even though you do. There's white lies that make sense to just.
If you say no, you could be passing up a great opportunity, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she sure as hell didn't say no.
50 Shades of Grey opportunity, right?
50 Shades of Grey book.